ikaanza kupata reception. So me I was doing actually as a normal content. Unaona tu venye unafikianga tu unaanza kufanya content. So that was it. And unfortunately they started calling me for interviews. So it's something that I never expected, of course. Yeah. So we started doing like that. And that was it.
Oh, okay. Because, hey, kutembea ilitembea. Alafu nani, wali kukontakta aje, wakikuambia wanataka kukudia fundraising. How did the fundraising thing na Keybase start? Kuna watu wamekuwa wakisema, the guy to go against Ruto in 2027 ni Sifuna.
Mm-hmm.
In a mythical world where Sifuna is endorsed by the opposition, Yeye versus Ruto, who wins according to all factors considered right now?
Right now, I think Sifuna would beat Ruto 10-0. Yeah. First, Sifuna, you can see, is very vocal and he talks facts. And again, his education. No, mtu anakuwa verified na Miguna. Miguna said Sifuna is went to school and learned. So I think Sifuna can do he can be a very good leader. He's also the secretary general of ODM. So that means he's a very vocal person and a very good leader. You see, to be trusted by Baba and you are given the work of a secretary general, it's not just a joke for a party that is a very strong party. So I think Sifuna, he can beat him as we talk right now. And he's also young as well. So of course he can be supported by
So age is kwa factor vile amekuwa kitumia age kama ni mzee.
Age cannot be a factor because even the young people will see this is a this is our own, this is a young one.
Yes.
Considering the qualifications na venye amekuwa kiongoza, he can do it.
Yes.
He can do it.
Alafu with Sifuna pia kitu moja guaranteed, there'd never be this nonsense of getting a license for YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Because what on us how, this is all about freedom of expression. It's not about taxes.
It's not about taxes.
Ajay, if you make it so hard for people to make content, it makes it very hard for people to criticize.
Because the license, about license, unapewa ati lazima ukue ati sasa. Now imagine ati kwanza umeshoot now a podcast hapa kwanza ati unatuma ati waangalie kwanza kuangalia alafu sasa ndio wao sasa hiyo iko sawa unaweza upload.
Na watakuwa kiwatch hizi vitu saa ngapi?
Sasa alafu ni
content creators are there.
Now even like, the problem mimi hata sikuwa naifikiria ati kuangalia ati saa ngapi. Now imagine now sasa mwenye umetumia alikuwa amepigwa na bibi yake au amekosana na bibi yake.
Yeah,
I find the fun kwa hiyo kitu.
Yeah.
Ah, hii ni mbaya hiyo. Hiyo msi upload hiyo. Yeye hataki kujua.
Ulipatiwa letter?
Hapana, sikupatiwa, iko
imefikia. Kusi leta, nimekuwa nikitry kuuliza wase. On YouTube unakuwa gana subscribers ngapi?
Sasa niko 62.
62,000?
Yeah.
Cause I think maybe walikuwa natafuta watu wako over 100,000. Cause nitakuwa na wase mic check soon. I need to ask them if they got that letter. Cause it was interesting to see.
Yeah.
But nini, before to move from politics, and this is something pia na plan kusema nikiwa kwa the mic check platform is, I really want you as the Gen Z, mwache hii attitude ya, if the other person had come in, there'd be no difference. That's what politicians want us to believe. They want us to believe that all politicians are the same.
Yeah.
And with that, it makes people not vote. Because inakuwa, kwa nini vote? See, what are
the same?
Ah, they are all the same. See, no. They are not the same.
Yeah, they are not the same.
Like,
they are not the same.
Time ya Uhuru, vile nimesema, kukona a lot of corruption. But the constructions ilikuwa, tukotunona SGR, tukona expressway. This time, ushasikia in the past 1 year tumeboro 860 billion.
Yes, yeah.
Tell me one thing that's being built right now.
Nothing. I started by saying that the government is asking for a lot of money compared to if unaona kama ungekuwa naitisha hizi tax zote, but we can see where the taxes are going. Otherwise we could hata the level of complaining ingekuwa iko chini. Because at least, yes, unaitishwa hido yako, but unaona penye inaenda, hita access yako, unaona inafanya hapa. The other day, the doctors were on the streets.
Yeah.
And the same government said, there is no money to pay for them, I mean to add them salaries. So that means, they are telling us now, that, yani ile wanaitisha hii pesa, lakini, to give back to give the services back now hapo wana delay. So that is what exactly is even making people to get angry about the not actually even asking the money. The problem is asking the money and we cannot see the money, where the money is.
Yes, it's going.
Going, actually. But if kama mgeko umeanza project, nini, kama hii ni mambo ya housing, wanaitisha na fujo. Alafu tena unasikia bado, utakuwa unalipa sijui almost 16,000. Yeah. Kwa nimesikia sijui one bedroom itakuwa inakuwa 16,000. See, I can also have a one bedroom yenye bado nitakuwa nalipa 16,000 as well. So if...
Alafu rural housing unajua ni very tricky because I don't know vile nimesema sijui vile jinyi watu wa mlima mnaishi. But sisi Ocha apart from Kisumu as a city a lot of very few people stay in where kila mtu ishi home like ancestral homes and then you have the few places that are rented zile ziko either in a shopping center fulani ama na hizo mostly pia zinakoga mostly ni lodgings. Other these people just live in their homes.
Yeah.
So, history ya housing, like, what are we trying to do? Because kiniambia, you are going to create, you build houses in Homa Bay. I'm there like, no. Homa Bay does not need houses. Homa Bay needs hospitals, needs... Because a lot of people stay in their homes.
The same thing naona, ata mimi... Okay, ata the same, ata huko kwetu, the same. Kila mtu wako na home yake.
Yeah,
nakumbuka dole mzee akiuliza nani hana kwao. Ni ukweli, kila mtu wako na... So ukijenga ati nini huko, sijui nani
demand atakaa huko. Demand itakuwa high, sindio?
Yes, sijui nani ataenda kukaa huko. Like, atuna watu ataenda kukaa huko. Na plus pia tuko na... Watu wengi wako na mashamba, like mtu amegawiwa shamba. So why would I option to have... And I can also even build my own house at the same time. Yeah? But whatever they are saying, ati wanataka kuelimilate the slums. Okay, mtotoa slum, mtotoa slum, mtu kwa slum, peleke, ushago. Okay, it doesn't make sense. But maybe, let's wait and see. Because obvious, azitakosa watu wakuka. Na bado, the population is growing. So, inaweza kuwa... It doesn't make sense at one point because the population is growing one. In the next maybe 10 years, tutakuwa huko na obviously manyumba zitakuwa. Yeah, so it's a good idea. If this thing is done, shida hii kitu ni kukosa ile watu our tuelezei vizuri na tuoni ikienda vizuri venye we expect it to go. Like the word inakosa, inaitango aje, responsibility, in terms of responsibility. Hii pesa inatumika vile inafaa. That's the question. That's the main question tunauliza. Hii pesa inachukuliwa. Is it working exactly the way? Ama itafika mahali tena tusikizo manyumba zimiachwa. Ama tutafika 2027 tuambiwa tena, sasa hizi manyumba, mkitupatia tamu ya pili tumalize. So maybe inaweza kuwa strategy itakuwa like
hivo.
That.
Itakuwa hivyo. So but wacha sasa to rewind kidogo, tupongeje your personal life. So uli grow up wapi?
Ah, mimi niligrow up Ushago. Mimi ama kijana nimekuja Nairobi by matatu.
Oh okay. Ushago ni wapi?
Kwetu ni Kiambu.
Kiambu. Hapa ni Nairobi tu.
Lari. Sub county. Lari. Huko huko tuna freeze. Huko kuna kuanga huko hata tuhitaji kuenda London ama ama US ama wapi. Kuna kuanga na inaitwa ni summer ama ni winter. Winter. We experience those seasons by the way. So niligrowia huko. Nikasomea huko Raima High School as well.
Okay.
So so me I moved out of the village going to university. So I'm a village boy.
Kusu unajua nini, hiyo area enyu, kusata iya nuniambia, it's so cold, baka mosquito za kujagi.
Huku wakunaanga mosquito.
Shit,
it's a very good area.
kusu mosquito jo, damn, mosquito zina kujaga jo kwa kejako ziko, iko nene.
Kwetu na, between Kabete and their place, you get, there's a huge difference in the weather. Kwao.
Ukianzia Rimuru,
ukianzia. Sa kwao ni wasi, baridi.
It's bad. Kwanza, I think, sunlight tokea sangapi
inatokea kwa kawaida but now you can hata kukiwa na sunlight you can still feel the humidity
unasikianga
you can feel the cold
around July sasa
July sasa uko in fact uko unaka unaona venye unaka hivi nini like ukushago unakaa na sweater whole time hata kukiwa na jua yeah. By the way hata ukitoa sweater maybe utoe 10 minutes then unarudisha sweater
nakuanga
very cold
lakini yani, as long as bado mnazaana inaanisha hiyo baridi si mingi sana kwa watu wanavua
and upataji
kike bado mna nini mnavua suruali na mnafanya ngono ile baridi gani mnasema
hiyo unajua hiyo lazima tufanye hiyo unajua we cannot escape from that unajua sasa hii baridi sasa ikikuja sasa the only way to fight joto ni hapo
ndio
mama
watoto nataka joto yeah okay so family mlikuwa mnakuwa ngapi familia
sisi kwetu like we are two
oh ni wewe peke yake
me and my sis and
nani first born
me
oh okay
yeah I'm
okay.
A first born mother ni kama alifikisha tu hapo akiwa na mzae wakatosheka that time
okay
that time but actually mimi nime grow kwa shosh I've been brought up by my grandma yeah so I did not have an experience to be with my mom for like she's been hustling here in Nairobi but so the time I was born for her now she was ni ile time sasa alikuwa msichana hivi so anajaribu kutafuta so that time akakuja Nairobi now my grandmother though because alikuwa nakaa tu peke yake she decided that she would bring me up so nimekuwa tu my kijana wa mkono wa shosho ni mimi ndo nimekuwa nikimsaidia kazi za home hapa kule so I've been that boy yeah living around my grandma
na so sister ko
oh now my season here amekuwa na
mother na buda
a mother na
okay yes. So sister kwa shindwa kama tukamoshada kwa sasa yeye ame grow up na hii
hata he really speaks even in Kikuyu yeah because yeye ame grow ya na hii amekuwa brought up by my dad and my mom so yeye anakuwa close sana na wazazi mimi nime grow na shosh so pale alafu nilijipata kwa hiyo environment mpaka nika adopt to so nilikuwa na feel too hata siko na feel kukaa karibu na mother like nilikuwa nimezoea ile environment so good it was so comfortable because ukiwa umeletwa well, hey, kama kuna kuanga love inakuanga hapo love ya shosh
najuaga
that's why unaonanga hata most of the time unapatanga watu wakuku Nairobi wakati watoto wamefunga shule wanapeleka huko because mashosho wanakuanga vetes wanafurahianga sana ku bring up their grandchildren
so Primo nasema ulienda huko tu
mimi sasa wacha nikupate history yangu hata inakuanga very funny mimi nilisomea primary moja na secondary moja naitango Nyamwero Primary School.
Yes.
Nyamwero Primary School. Na ilikuwa imedividiwa na fence. So Nyamwero Primary School naingia Nyamwero Secondary School. So actually mimi naambiaga watu hata the main thing yenye ilifanya nisome sana ilikuwa ni hiyo. Because now you can imagine now umetoka primo na imegawanishwa na fence hata hiyo fence si ati ni fence ya mawe. So in fact the field ilikuwa the same. Field tulikuwa tunatumia the primary. So unaona watoto wenye uliacha primary wanakuona. So wanaona ujaenda mbali. So mimi nilikuwa na feel no. Alafu kuna walimu walikuwa wanakuja pale. Masikia kusema wengine wenu walizaliwa hapa and wakaenda hapa Nyamwero Primary wakaingia hapa Nyamwero Secondary are we together Zachary sasa ni mimi anasema are we together Zachary so na kila mtu amekuangalia hivi jona so unaona kaka humiliation so I felt nilikuwa najua the only way the only get away from shags ilikuwa through education so I had to study
pia kuja tunataka kufungua Nyamwero University
ulikuwa unasikia amesema utasomea Nyamwero Primary uingie Nyamwero Secondary ukose kusoma uende hapa Nyamwero College kama itakuwa ama uoe hapa tu Nyamwero alafu utakufia tu hapa ukikosa kutia bidii. So hiyo that statement ilikuwa inani hard sana juu nilikuwa naiona tu hivi nikikosa kusoma na sisi hatuna man kwa wako US so nilikuwa najua lazima nitie bidii.
So after Nyamwero University ndio kaishia nini at university
Nyamwero secondary school
ukaenda Kisii University
nikaenda Kisii University
so Kisii University ulienda kustudy nini?
Nilienda kustudy applied computer science nikisoma for the last 4 years kwa almost namaliza.
So naweza taka kujua how's universities nowadays teaching computers because I know universities za Kenya zinaga facilities but we live in an era where we mwenyewe you have access to your own computer. So umsa anawafundisha does yuko kwa modern world ama bado yuko stuck in 1992?
Actually, first and foremost, I think the university education in this country seem to be fucked up, sorry to say this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't focus more on giving the student skills. They just give theory. It's upon you to go and look for the skills, of which is very... Like, huwezi niambia kitu hata sina idea niende nikatafute skills. Like, something I don't have an idea. You know, I have been doing a character of a lecturer. If you just go by content, that's exactly how lecturers come. They just come, talk, move. There's even a lecturer who hata kuja apige kelele. You just take whatever he say. We hapo ndo unatoa note from whatever. Hata waambia, hata andika anything. Then he tell you, notes ziko kwa hii e-learning platform. Ataondoka hapo na hata waikuja hapo tena. So you see now, the current university education facilities now, uko nao niwenda na, kama unafanya computer, like one of the qualifications tuliko tunafaa kuenda nayo campus was a laptop.
Yeah, oh.
You have to have your own laptop because pale went kudepend na laptop ya shule. So ulikuwa unapata a lot of people walikuwa challenged because unapata mzazi kuavoid a laptop that time 40,000,
yes.
Umeshalipa fees ya almost 100,000, you need to add another 40,000. So it was a little bit tricky for us. But for me, at least by the time I was joining campus, I had my own laptop. I had worked so hard. I'm a hard working man.
Yeah, yeah.
Very hardworking. And
an honest man.
Yeah, very honest man. So before I joined campus, nilikuwa nimewa niko nimelima, so niko na shamba, shule yangu ilikuwa imenipatia shamba hapo, nikalima cabbage alafu madhia kadiongezea kidogo, so nilijibayanga laptop yangu, my first laptop yenye nilijoining nayo campus. But I used to feel for those people, maybe wametoka mahali they don't have finances, so they were struggling so much because one, there are no facilities there, ama zenye ziko pale hazifanyi, ama tena unajua uwezi zitumia every time, kuna other people who want to use it. You can tell a university with over 20,000 people, you see now the opportunity of getting that computer,
yes,
and maybe we even have one or two laboratories, the lab computers. You see now it's not easy for those people who is you have to struggle.
Because that's what I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand how a Kenyan university, because I know it's underfunded.
Yeah.
Because the universities need funding.
Yeah.
And you'll never hear in any of the speeches of any president of Kenya, you'll never hear we are going to fund our universities. Because universities should be the basis for research.
Yeah, it should be the basis. But now in Kenya, universities are something else, different. That's why... Right now, even university education, if you don't go beyond, that's why even my content journey started. Because if you don't go beyond what you are doing there, you might not even get successful in life.
Yeah.
Because one, you can never, there are no jobs. So first and foremost, you can never depend on the course you are studying, that when you finish, you are going to get employed. So you have to create your own. You have to have the skills. If maybe the computer science, you have to have the skills of the programming, the coding. So if you don't have that laptop to do that work, that means you are going to miss a lot.
Yeah,
you can't do anything.
Mm.
Like even na unafa ile, especially computer, inahitaji a lot of practice. You have to be there. So maybe kama umeingia pale first year, maybe the first year ujakuwa na laptop, second year maybe umekuja kushika laptop that year. So and there are some of you wenye walikuja na laptop, maybe wametoka well-abled family, walikuja na laptops. For them, at least they had an opportunity. So whatever they did to first year, second year, unaona wewe umemiss. So by the time unaingia that year, so inakuwa ijaingia, alafu inakuanga so fast, by the way. Hey, education ya campus, I don't know hata mbona inakuanga just 2 semesters per year. I'm trying to imagine, you know, that work. Inakuanga tu, I don't see the difference between ile course yenye the subject that tulikuwa tunafanya high school na zenye ziko campus. Unapata uko na 7 units, 10 units. Na sasa imagine, but unasoma one class in a week, one class ama two.
Yeah.
Ah, honestly, that's it. Unapatanga uko na maybe one class ama two, ama three, at most three. And people can prove me wrong if I'm wrong. unapatanga uko na three classes. Now three classes, what are they supposed to give you? But generally what wanatakanga kufanya sana ni ku make sure ati umepata hizo skills, but those lecturers are so comfortable that they don't give the education that is supposed to be done. Me, I feel hii education unafaa kupatiwa. Unaona venye umekuwa ukifidiwa na education since ukiwa nursery school. I feel up to university, because hapo ndio wasi wengi upotelea. Unaendaga unapata mtu ameingia campus kwa sababu ya ile freedom, anakuwa hapo ndio anapoteleanga sana. If you don't have self control, or you tell yourself you're supposed to do something, you will never do anything. You'll move out of that campus having nothing with your in your brain. Or if you don't find for something you can do, ndio unapatanga watu wengi wanaanza kama biashara wakiwa kampu na kwa sababu ya masomo. But kuna watu wengi sana wanapotelea chini. Unapotelea chini hata story ya employment kukosa. Unapatanga sometimes and it's true, unapata mtu anakosa kazi maybe because you don't have the skills, you are not qualified to beat. Yes, tunaweza kuwa tunasema unapata wasi wengi wako na degree huku, but hiyo degree yako ukiulizwa hata ina involve nini,
haujui. Ulifanya tu theory.
Ni ulifanya tu theory. Wewe uko tu unajua tu. Me, I'm just against that. We need to just work on changing this. But inafaa kuanzia pale chini. Unajua ukianzia pale chini venye kama sasa hivi wame change system ya education, sijui inawakaje. But if hii skill ni ukweli iko hii education system iko skill based, like mtoto akiwa pale chini ashaanza kufanya, tuseme ashaanza kufanya kama ni music, kama ni content, ama ni comedy, ama ni film. You see, unaona mtoto akiwa mdogo, like mimi nimeanza kuact juzi na ndio nimepata opportunity. All this time nimekuwa nikuwa fed by sijui and Xylem, Thorax. Now, why do I, should I know Thorax? Why? For what purpose? You understand?
Yes.
So I think inafaa kuanza pale chini. Atufai kublame sana campus, because campus unafikanga pale, umekuwa, ni kama umetoka jera. Inakuanga education ya pale, inakuanga ni kama umetoka jera. Unaona venye ulikuwa umeshikwa hivi. So umepata freedom, of which inakuanga most of the people wanai.
Upotea.
Wanai. Ndio unapatanga huko, ndio unafika, unajua drugs, unajua pombe, unajua sherehe, ama vitu kama hizo. But naona mtoto akiwa pale akiwa mentored kutoka pale akiwa mtoto mdogo, anakuja akigrow. Kama mimi ningekuwa nasemanga, kama ningekuwa nimeanza kufanya kitu nafanyanga saa hii nikiwa mtoto mdogo, ningekuwa mnoma sana.
Yeah, najuaga hivyo. Suanzaga kwa sababu even there's another interesting thing you mentioned. And ulisema vile by the time uko na vote 2022, you are not feeling the pain.
Yeah.
It's only your parent that was feeling the pain. But if you go back, we find out in 2022, you're already 22 years old.
Yeah.
You see. So that shows you how we learn about money late. And I've been saying this thing.
Yeah.
That one of the shidas of Africa, we learn about money so late.
So late.
Compared with the first world, where kids will start working even at 15, at 16. I remember I said this and someone started saying like, so what do you want kids to work at 15? You think those kids know about money? Yes, they know about money because they buy their own stuff. Umto ya kitaka iPhone, he'll have to save for you. Akitaka laptop, he'll have to. But if you're learning about money late, because kama wewe sasa by 22, you still were relying on your parents, yes?
Yeah, relying on my parents.
So you started relying on yourself when?
After now, the content creation thing started working out.
So there are a lot of your peers who at this age are still relying on their parents.
Sure, a lot.
See,
a lot.
So we have that. And also, do you know what I blame that on? I blame on nyinyi kuitwa vijana, nyinyi kuitwa youth, which I was also called. When you're called a youth, I always feel like it gives you a childish mentality. Because unasema, I'm still youth, I'm still young. I don't have to earn right now. I can earn tomorrow.
I can assure you right now, there are people who are waiting to graduate, but they are still comfortable. They are just, I have not yet graduated. I'm supposed to start working when I
graduate.
So this mentality of you are supposed to start working when you finish schooling should be eliminated. Like now, you see now, you should, now as a kid, should be taught now, when you do this thing, you continue doing this thing, this thing will bring you money. That's why we find ourselves watching an 18-year-old Kylian Mbappe winning a World Cup.
Yes.
And you're also 18 years.
yeah.
watching him winning.
But wewe unajiangalia kama mtoto.
Wewe unaona wewe unaona mpaka mimi si tunakaanga hapo na maboys na shanga. Na mbona watu wanakuanga wakubwa hivi? Mm. Ah watu kweli wako 18 years. Mm. Lakini wewe yeye ni wewe ni mkubwa wewe.
Kusumseka nani? Uboy anaitwa nani? Uboy wa futa Bellingham.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Bellingham is much bigger than you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And he's 21 years old.
Yeah.
He's 21.
Yeah.
But you see Bellingham has bills. So he's already an adult.
Because
Musa Maga, as long as you don't have bills, you're still a kid.
Mm.
But now,
mm.
this is where the government comes in.
Because
Sakaja,
mm.
who in his 20s, was doing all these things. Akikuja na kwambia, wewe ni kijana. Na kama kijana kile nataka kufanya ni, nataka kukufungulia studio, kwa ukirecord. Yeah, at 20 yako ana record.
Yeah,
alikuwa anafanya adult things.
Mm.
But wewe anataka akupeleke una foolish errand.
Anakupatia hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anakupatia hobby. Because hii usanii ni ngumu, buda. Wewe si umekuwa msanii unajua. Hii kitu ni hard, si ndio?
Tough sana.
Would you be out there encouraging people to be artists, or would you be there creating other opportunities for them? If you had a choice.
If I had a choice.
Mm. Do you want to create more artists, or do you want to create a country where do you want to create a country where art is the only option or do you want to create a country where there are a lot of opportunities where people decide to do art because they love it, not because they think that's the only way they can make
money? It
should
be the second option, because you love it first, because you love it. No, first we do it because we have no option.
Yes,
wasani wengi tunadu hii kitu hatuna option, like myself otherwise I've not yet graduated, which other option ningekuwa, otherwise ningekuwa huko kwetu na choma makaa, that would be the next option, definitely. Ama ningekuwa na hope, ama nimefungua biashara ya muturama na uza mayai ama something of the sort, you see. But I'm doing it as a hustle. But for them, you see, even the footballers, they enjoy so much playing something.
Yeah, yeah.
And for you to do good in something, you have to love it. That's why you find a lot of people, even in our country right now, if you ask them, the work that you do you love it? No, it tells you no. I don't do it because I love it. I do it because it's the only way I can
survive.
I can survive. I can get something in my pocket. So when we transform this country, that's why I'm saying the education system first. If this education, I don't know, I've not yet gotten a chance to experience about the CBC, so I don't know actually what they do. If it is a system whereby a kid is being taught to love something and is being taught that when you do this thing you are going to, you can earn with it, you can the more the experience you get, the skills you get on that field, you can earn with it. If that is the kids that we are going to raise, or the direction we are going to take, or the system that we are going to use to raise our kids, I think I believe they have a better future than us.
Yes,
because myself, I usually tell my guys here that me, I started learning, I started doing comedy when started acting professionally, that is, when I joined campus. Before then, I was doing it for fun. I was just doing it like in high school. I was just doing it so that I can go for fun key and see girls with big, you see, and I just enjoy moving out. But nobody could tell me, now this thing you are doing, actually it can become something good. Nobody was there to encourage me and tell me, now you have a talent. Honestly, in high school, nobody could tell you have a talent. Like, nobody was there to motivate you.
Yes.
In fact, when you go home and tell your parent that you went for a fun key, we went for a drama, we acted, I became number one, he's like, and how about the education? Like, for them,
it was an issue. Wasting time.
No. What about education? How is the report card? When you bring, once I watch a mambo ya drama, hiyo ni koka, hiyo ni, unasikia hata vinyo yangu co-curricular activity.
Yes.
Yani, it's not the main business. It's a co-curricular activity. AOB, you understand? But tukirea watoto wenye wanafunzwa importance ya kitu.
Yeah.
Kama ni music, anafunzwa importance ya music. Anaonyeshwa watu wamekuwa successful na music. These are the people who have been successful. Like myself, I never used to think like, when I was watching maybe hata watu kwa TV, mimi sikuwa na ile mentality like, hawa watu wana make do. Nilikuwa na, hakuna mtu akunionyesha hawa, ukiweza kuwa kama hawa, unaweza kuwa na make do mingi sana. Na understand. But pia hawa maybe hata wako wana make do hivo. Because aina hakuna ile motivating factor. Yeah. You understand? Sasa sahii, at least nimeona watoto, unaona watoto wadogo wana act, watoto wadogo wanafanya 1, 2, 3 things stuffs there and there. At least the generation that is going to come after us, I think inaweza kuwa a little bit lucky.
Yeah,
compared to us and you and naona tunakuja tukigrow.
Yeah, yeah. Tuna nini? Because iki come to history yenu like young people, I feel like kuna kitu moja ile nililearn anytime majuzi nilikuwa nimefika states nika meet like some Kenyans huko. Kuna kitu dem fulani alisema and find interesting. Dem anaitwa Shiko Kipusa. Alisema in the US they call you a young adult. They never call you youth. And I feel like it's time we
start
calling people young adults. Because as a young adult, unaulizwa why are you in the streets protesting? I'm protesting as a young adult because there are no jobs. There's overtaxation. The little jobs that we've created for ourselves, the government that had nothing to do with them. I started doing YouTube before the Ruto government. So Ruto government has done nothing for me. Unajua, internet has not gotten cheaper during Ruto's time. Acheki, I'm not a young adult, but I'm just giving you an example. Ulianza kufanya content creation before the Ruto government. So it has done nothing for you. So haiwezi come ianze kuni tax. And kuni introduce your new taxes like you did not build this. Unajua, like you had nothing. So as a young adult, I feel like it's very important for because pia naweza kupatia another example. When I was a kid, kuna opportunities azikuwa, sindio? But then as a young adult, that's the time that internet iku inaingia. Internet iku inaingia. So internet iku inaingia, to create opportunity, hatu kajua kuna email, kuna what, and all this came because of a different president. Like Moi alitoka, Kibaki akaingia. Kibaki akawasema like, internet is going to change stuff. So the first thing that Kibaki alidu ni, kulikuwa na zero, taxation on computer and it's whatever. So he did something to spur the growth. But if he was reasoning like this, the present president, he'd go, oh, since computers na kama, wacha sasa tuzitax, tutengeneze do. The only way to make money is to tax.
You see, the same thing I said, that you are taxing people that you have not done anything to support them. Like you have literally done nothing. But this is an opportunity we have created for ourselves. We have, like, you have bought yourself, you buy for yourself everything.
Like, if you're not president, we'd still have this opportunity.
We would still have the opportunity. CRT in Kitu, see, this is not a business. Like, ijakuwa atikama biashara. Like, biashara unajua zimekua since then. Like, biashara, so taxing a business. You are kila mtu anajuanga. You understand? But this is something, is a young industry. And I feel, if they see an opportunity of getting tax from this, I think for them, I think they should first invest in the industry, at least to mature. I started by saying they are trying to punish, like ni kama umeanza kupatia mtoto wa una expect mtoto amezaliwa juzi, then you expect him to start walking ama start eating a dairy. So I think the first unafaa unalea. That is what the government should be doing. You layer this industry, itafika mahali whereby hata sisi hatutasikia hard to give the taxes. Hata kama tutakuwa tuna complain, yes, but we will have the money to give the taxes.
But everything in Kenya is taxed. Tushanunua stima hii country kona. Like,
it taxes everything.
It's just like, tax. Because sasa nini, we go back, let's go back to a conversation ya young adult. Because I feel like, so wewe mwenyewe unasema, umeanza ku earn at 23, yes?
Yeah.
A lot of your peers, wale wako chuo bado, they are not earning. Sindio? And then they are told, that tutafungua studio, jusi nyinyi ni wasanii, mfanye studio. Sisi wote, as the youth, tukikuwa content creators, who's going to watch?
Yeah, who's going to watch?
Mshajuliza. Like, and I'm saying this as someone who's not a youth. I need to keep insisting on that. I'm not a youth, but I also feel like we cannot all be content creators. Where are the engineers going to come from? Where are the doctors going to come from? Where are like everything else? Like, there are so many things that we can do.
And even these people, they don't see, like, our nangi kama mnafaa kufanya the thing you are doing right now. That's why they even come and tell you, you are the leaders, not of today.
Of tomorrow.
Of tomorrow. Not today, you are not. You stay just relaxed. But
tomorrow never comes.
See, you are young people. You are still young. Ni kama wanaonanga mzeeki, like, they still wait. Mukisha zeeka, no, now you start.
Yeah, wanza kufight.
Yeah, ndi unaanza kufight. So that's the confusion that we have been having all along.
Afu ita imuko young, ndi unapata, msia mechikuwa demi yako ojo.
Hey, manzi,
manzi. Kamzea fulani. Hey, buda jo, chika. Ni Julia mbo, ulidanga nyoko young. Because I feel like Ijina youth, it's being misused in Kenya, and someone has to stop it. And I hope that nyinyi mtanisikiza, si ati nawaambia msikue young, be young, have as much sex as you can. Mtu asikudanganya ati sex ni mbaya, ni kitu mzuri sana. But in the process, and have sex when you're young, so that usikue kabuda kako 60 umeshikwa kwa lodging. Mimi naambia gasi, ukiwa isikia any scandal of a celebrity has been caught in a compromising sexual situation, just know it's not more Africa. I did that shit as a youth. That shit is over. When ngono iko kwa priority zangu anywhere. I joke about it, but haiko kwa priority zangu. But as a young person, make sure you do that shit. Usifike 60 bado unatafutana na madem. It's embarrassing. Familia yako itakuwa hapo, oh, baba ameshikwa. Ameshikilia. Ushana mtu ficha nyeti kwanza. Usikue mtu wa hizo. So hii time, yu time ya kutafuta pesa na kudinyana.
And ni ukweli.
But in the same process, uambie you are an adult. You want jobs. You want better housing. You want... Ushano niswa kiongea kajua housing, ongea kijua vijana. Inakuwa kata tunatengeneza nyumba. Because wanambia ni wazewe. Usijahali jua nyumba. But we need houses. Yani you need houses as young people.
And you need your own house.
You need your own house.
Yeah.
Nacheki. So kuna yo nini, yo story a young adult, I feel like ni... Because opportunities in a place like Kisii, ukienda Kisii University, does not... It's very hard for... opportunities are kudu, because at least advantage ya University of Nairobi is there's a lot of opportunities within Nairobi.
Sure. In fact, that one thing that, in fact, it affected my education a little bit because of some things here and there. Because I was in Kisii, and Kisii, you know, from Kisii, of course, like, kama ni umepata nao, the clients wanataka kukutafuta, wako kanairo. So, moving from Kisii and back, you know, moving from Kisii to Nairobi is 6 hours.
Yeah. Ayo ni ile time gari na kanyagwa mafuta.
Na ile ni time gari naenda vizuri kabisa, 6 hours. Otherwise, hata ukienda na basi unaweza enda up to 7 hours. Yeah. You understand? So, for me, it was a very big challenge. Even I think it's just a matter of, I think it's God. I know it's just, but I had to move. I had to move out of that place, obviously, because of that. Because nikiwa pale, I could not get opportunities. Yes, someone calls you and, are you around Nairobi? No. Where are you? Kisii? No, we can't work with you because you are in Kisii.
Ntapanda ndege, ntapanda ndege.
Unaanza kusema, ntakuja, ntakuja, ntakuja. But I think, I don't think that it should be like that.
Yeah,
like, inafaa kukuaje. You can work from any place. In fact, this country should be made that you can work from any place. Opportunities fai kukua ziko scattered at one place. So, unafaa kuwa ata ukiwa Kisii. You can do it. You can, hata ukiwa Mombasa, you can still do it and people know you. Yeah. And people recognize you. But now, unapatanga a lot of, especially in this field of ours, kama uyuko around Nairobi, hata ningumu sana, hata ningumu sana watu kukurelate.
Because
otherwise, utakuwa related. Tuzama mii kana ngekaa huko Kisii, tu hata watu wako huko Kisii ndio watakuwa na nirelate sana. Watakuwa na nirelate sana. Sasa unapatanga hata watu wengi. Ni ngumu sana ujue. Unajua content creator mgani ya kwa Mombasa. Batu wamejaa.
Yeah, najua. Lakini tunajua tu mmoja juu ya matako.
Yeah,
Unamjua ni gani naongea juu yake?
Yeah.
Mgani? Sema jina juu. Najua, at least umejificha. Sidika anatoka Mombasa.
Kwenda huko bana. Wewe ujui wewe.
Unajua ni gani naongea juu yake?
Najua.
Anaitwa nani?
Trisha Kai.
Yes. Unajua kio? Ana la rasa. Okay. La rasa si pasa.
Hata yeye akai Mombasa. Si ametoka Mombasa.
Anaishi huko?
Sidhani anaishi.
See, I think he was
in Nairobi most of the time. See?
See, excuse me na pesa ni.
Ama oh, ana
kufly
and from. Oh, to and from. Yeah.
Unajua.
Yeah, so.
So kuna hiyo kuna faa kuna opportunities like all over,
yeah.
And I feel like that's the thing that a lot of these governors don't know. That you can actually create opportunities.
Yeah.
And I always feel like if you're such a good governor, becoming a president won't be as hard as you think. Ajivo.
Like we had a very good governor. That's why I told you education is very important. We had a very good governor who performed. And I told a governor, anaitwa from Makueni, the old man.
Oh, Kivutha
Kibwana. He was a very good governor. And you see, he was not greed to power. Like, even after finishing his two terms, He never even went hard to ati to kupigania ati yes alikuwa anasa kuna ile side alikuwa ana support but but right after he never even followed up to be also in the government. These are the type of leaders we should be advocating towards. Most of our leaders are so greedy, like he feels now I have served hata unapata mtu anaserve as a governor but he still intends to be the president. But ajamaliza hii kazi ya governor.
Yes, huwa Nairobi ni hivyo. Nasikia vision yake ni kuwa president. Alafu, anataka kuzia youth.
Yeah.
Naweza kuambia, as someone who's post-youth, youth is overrated, number one. Alafu, never forget, a lot of us want to die old.
Yeah.
So if everything is about the youth, or about the old people, you know, at some point you want to be old, unajua.
Yeah.
So usifanye mtu akudanganye uko young, mwambie I want to grow old, rich. Because alafu the best time to enjoy do unajua ukiwa young.
Yeah, yeah.
You're so kwa nini msana nataka ukiwa youth hakuna do una make, alafu kizaeka ndio utatengeza. Yaani patia do leo.
Kuwa na do saa hii. Sasa hii venye uko na energy unaweza enda mahali.
Na usinipatie so mbili, wewe nionyeshe how to make my own 200 shillings.
Yeah, exactly. But so that's the opportunity that we are fighting for as the people, as the young people, because we need to have money this time, because we don't wait, because we don't want to get rich when kama mzoba unapatanga wazazi wetu walikuwa wanajua watapata pesa after retire. Mzoba wa parents walikuwa wanagoja after retirement. Hata ukisikiza wazazi wengi nilinunua shamba after nimepata kamshare ya retire and NSSF, those things. But the time he was working he was very broke. Alikuwa hakuwa na do. But time wanazeeka ndo sasa ukishazeeka ndo that's why unasikia wanashikwa huko kwa lodging wa baba wasichana nini. So me by the time venye tu umesema, by the time maybe inafika that I will be tired of these things, I'll now me it's now to make money.
Wacha nitengeze pesa bana. Hautaki kuwa the 60 year old umeshikwa kwa lodging, umehaibisha watoto wako, unajizo mpumbavu.
So unapatanga wazee wengi wa baba wengi hata wa baba wengi wanakuanga si ati ni wenye walikuwa na pesa kutoka kitambo, ni wenye sasa wamepata pesa wakiwa wazee. Hii mtu ameshika doa akiwa 40. Aiyaya. Na hii hakuwa hii enjoy hii fun akiwa yanga. Ana alikuwa anaona maboys wake hiyo time maybe walikuwa na do ama alikuwa na marafiki alikuwa anaona wakiwa na pesa na wakiwa na wasichana. Sasa hii ndo anatesa vibaya sana.
Nashikwa kwa lodging, unaficha nyeti, unashindwa na upumbavu zingine. But sasa nini? So as a comedian tulikam kukujua jua Rigiji.
Yeah.
Hii character ulijuaje unaweza ichapa?
You know, me, as I told you, nilikuwa nafanya content since 2020. Venye nilijoin campus, ndo nilianza kushoot hizo content clips. So that time, 2020, I was not that serious because I joined campus October, September 2020, there was corona. So, but as we were not affected, we joined at the right time. So, the moment we joined, nilikuwa nimeanza kufanya way before ni join campus. But that one was not serious. Unajua ukiosha go hata una mtu, you cannot sell. You know this thing, you need to have someone whom you can sell the idea. Hata you decide utafanya podcast na mse fulani. That's why ulimsell the idea na akaikubali. Akaona, this is a good idea. So, ushago, inakuwaga hard. Yani kwanza especially ushago venye nilianza kwa watu wanasema unavuta bangi. Wanaanza kusema hivyo. Yeah,
tunajua hizo.
Yeah, so venye
tulikosea bangi heshima tu.
Manzi. Hawajui. So venye tulijoin campus ndo tulianza kushoot. Tulianza na my G here too. So tuko tunashoot na yeye. So that time. So 2022. So that time I decided to work so hard. So it was shooting daily. So I had so alafu TikTok was now ndio sasa inaanza kububble, mtu ndio tunaanza kuingia TikToks na nini na nini. So tukaanza kushoot, tukashoot 2020 we shot. Mimi nilikuwa naifanya kama content ya kawaida, like kama venye unajua tu content creator ndio ukue na engagement, lazima ufanye vitu zina trend. Hata sasa hivi tunafanya vitu za maandamano because that is what is happening.
Yes.
So that time Rigiji was trending and he was the deputy president elect. And for me, I've always loved politics. That's why I'm telling you I might end up in politics, even if it's not in 2027, but I
see, will. Answer 2027.
I will end up. So I loved politics. So I used to watch him so much. He used to come in a Kikuyu television station there, and there was a kipindi where they used to come and from this side, Kenya Kwanza. That time it was Tanga Tanga, and that the other one was kieleweke.
Yeah,
so they
yeah.
could come there is a debate. So for him, he was one of the people alikuwa anaitwa sana.
Mm.
And I used to watch him. He was so vocal in the mountain.
Yes.
He was so vocal. So I used to follow him. So nilikuwa nasikia hii, nasikia venye anaongea. Now after the deputy president elect that time, he was training so much because people were saying hey, clothing, nini, the dress code.
Mm.
So I said, this thing is trending. Why should I not try something about it?
Mm.
So the first thing, the first clip we did actually, I kuenda mahali. Nilikuwa na imitate. It was I had seen the vision. I was imitating him in an interview.
Mm.
They're just the way we are not going to accept anything. We have said as the people of the Republic of Kenya, the Uhuru Kenyatta have destroyed the economy of the Republic of Kenya. They you see
yeah.
so that so I did that but that I think it was so long it was 2 minutes or something so nikafanya hiyo nikaona ijaenda so unajua tu venye unajaribingi tu nikasema wachana tu niachane tu nayo so nikakuja tena after now the saga ya swearing in you know he was having a problem with swearing in. I think he was sijui kama ni anxiety ama something of the sort ama alikuwa excited ama kitu kama gani hiyo so tukasema asitufanyia kaka parody so nikaita actually we didn't ever do that on that day but nilikuwa na the idea that time nakumbuka ngani nilikuwa msick so the swearing in day so I could not do shoot that time so I said wacha try shoot kesho so when we did that I don't know how that
ikatembea
nikajua sasa juu nilikuwa wacha nijaribu sasa hiyo ilikuwa tu that time hata nilikuwa naongea na siku hata naongea Kirigiji sasa nilikuwa naongea tu kawaida hiyo I was but people could relate of course Now I said, sasa juu hii imeenda. So wacha nijaribu yenye nilikuwa nimejaribu some
Before.
Few weeks ago ya now nikiongea. Venye nilifanya. So it was started. Watu wakaanza kusema, ikaanza kupata reception. So me I was doing actually as a normal content. Unaona tu venye unafikianga tu unaanza kufanya content. So that was it. And unfortunately they started calling me for interviews. So it's something that I never expected, of course. So we started doing like that, and that was it.
Oh, okay. Because, kutembea ilitembea. Alafu nani, walikukontakt aje, wakikwambia wanataka kukudia fundraising. How did the fundraising thing na Kibe start?
Oh, Kibe, I think it was on his show. I think he had seen my content.
Yes, yes.
So that was the point where he started. Like, he loved it. As well. So akaanza kuona now. And then there was this thing like kuna hiki tu ili happen that Rigiji had said he will call me. Then we saw the lady the one who gave him
Ivy Chelimo.
Ivy Chelimo. So we were trending. So my videos were being used to trend the one Rigiji. The name Rigiji. So my videos ilikuwa zinatumika ku trend the Rigiji thing. Alafu a lot of people were relating because ya dress code. Mimi hata in fact hata ni mabishi wangu walikuwa wananifunga. That was like wananiambia no wewe unafunga vizuri na yeye yake inakuanga hivi. So unapata wao walikuwa wananiambia nifanye hivi. But mimi nikifanya hivyo zinaenda. Sasa zinaona unaweza change. So that time I think Kibe and Kibe and
boy child.
He always look for a boy child. So that time I think people walikuwa wamemtumia video. So that time alafu Rigiji alikuwa ameita odem. So alikuwa anaona kama mimi nimekuwa neglected. So hapo ndio sasa unajua alitafuta hiyo kitu akasema no we are going to
fundraise help the boy child
for this boy child. And that was it. So he mobilized the people in his platform and wakachanga. And it was good. It was wakanichangia drichwani.
Yeah.
And I
which is some good money. Yes.
Yeah, three money. I actually bought my production equipment. Yeah, I can account even when I meet with him. I can account for every coin. So it's good I make it clear because I've never gotten an opportunity to make it clear. There are some people might think, oh, this guy maybe vandalized the money day, with Buddha. Some women there.
John, aniona niko Bahamas.
Actually, me, my dream has always been doing content. So I spent the money. I bought some cameras here and there, which I've been using since then. I did not have a laptop even that time. Like the only thing that I had that time was my phone. So it was a good start for him, and I usually thank him for what he did and those people who contributed, whatever they contributed. I was so grateful. So that was yani hiyo ndo ilinipatia tu confidence kafeel now this thing I can take it a step further.
Okay.
And
okay.
We have been continuously doing it up to today.
Mm.
And we are not stopping anytime soon.
Okay. Na nani rigijia leo ikipigia?
Okay. That time you know I was talk of town. I was the new sheriff in town.
Mm.
You know, everybody was just talking about me, everybody was contacting me, even you see now then my number was on social media. I was receiving calls left, right and center, morning to evening.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, everybody could call and tell me, "No, I'm going to take you to Rigiji." Like you know, unajua no because Rigiji mwenyewe ndo alisema on a national television. I also saw another young man who has been making me. I'm also going to look for him. And we see the way we can do, because that's the way forward. We have to look for these people. I still have the clip on my phone. So I think I know he's a truthful man. So maybe I'm a sahau, but
truthful man.
Yeah, truthful man. I'm honest man. And I'm very honest man. I don't take alcohol. I am a very sober man. So that was it. So there, so venye alisema hivyo, so si unaona watu wakaanza kunipigia simu, "Oh, eh Rigiji anakutafuta, DP anakutafuta." So I was receiving a lot of calls. Mpaka wananiambia, "Hey, work in the office of the deputy president." Wewe ndio unaact kama Rigiji? Ah, najuana na mmoja alikuwa campaigner wake. Nitakuunganisha. So simu zilikuwa zingi. Watu wenye waliwahi ni promise kunipeleka kwa Rigiji walikuwa wengi sana. But okay, kuna walinita sijui ni nini? Sijui that's why sijaijua kwa nini hiyo promise haikuwaifika. But nilipata some information. Maybe some people got emotional about some of them said that my dressing code was bad.
Oh.
That I was cleaning bringing a bad picture of him. But now mimi that time I was a comrade. Now mimi sasa pesa ya mboga inakosa, nitaanza kutafuta pesa wapi ya kununua suti, and I've just gotten, you know, unajua uki trend leo ama ukienda viral leo, si ati pesa inakujanga at that moment.
Nasema juzi pia ulichikia kizusha juu ya dressing, wanasema sijui kuvaa.
Walisema sijui, walikuwa wanasema sijui kuvaa. Ukweli watu walikuwa wanasema ajui kuvaa, but that time tulimu understand. Nah, it was that. And me, I did the contents and I continued doing the content. I even changed the dressing code, but not yet, but maybe I was too late. I think that was the sijai jua the reason. But nafurahianga cause that ilinipatia an opportunity, a platform, na nikapata confidence that actually this thing it can work, cause that was the beginning point of me now taking art seriously. That time I was doing it okay, I knew it will end up at some place, but I was not sure kama it happened that time. So I was just doing it as a, but and it may grow too, na maybe tutapatana yeye nikiwa member of parliament ama
senator. Utarana party yake huko. Sisi kama watu wa mlima.
People from the mountain.
People from the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay, but the interesting cause history universities. I don't know what happens, but kuna kwa gana yo spark ya that college. I think nile desperation ya. I have nothing after this.
Yeah.
Because unakuanga kwa class, unachiki vile saizu huko. Jogo, ni applied computer science. Na hini kujo, hii ya inipele. Hii ya inipele kibali.
Una program nini. Zile vitu zilikuwa ngumu. But sasa now mimi, in fact, I was doing it as fun, by the way. Si, nilikuwa na, ni unawa venye sasa unaona, una kitu ingine. Nimekuambia huko unapatanga class ni moja, mbili, tatu. So the rest of the day you are free.
Yeah.
So you have to look for something you can do. Other people's wanaingia games, others wanaingia drama. So me, I was in drama. But as well, I wanted to do the online social media. So social media ndo ilikuwa imeshika, so nikaanza kufanya the content. So that was just a good day for me. Like it was as a luck, I'm a beginning of a new journey.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, cause inakuwa gani ni kuza hata pia miusabaga like the Mwafrika in front hapa saizi. It's only cause desperation ya tuko tunaenda kumaliza chuo. I think when I was around 22 years old, sasa nikuwa second year sasa. Ndiyo history ya rap. Wachiki, that's too late to start. You should have started much earlier. But that's what I tried with. Then siku ingine nikiperform nikaenda up nimeonekana mtu wa Citizen alafu sasa ndio nikaingia radio alafu now that created whoever came to be but it's because of your experience ya kule so that's one of the reasons I can use to defend people going to university because I'm starting to feel like going to university in the modern world it's becoming less and less unnecessary. Wewe unaichukuaje? But na feel kama back in the days it was essential. Mimi naweza sema ilinisaidia because I ended up doing whatever I ended up doing. But there's a lot of people where it was just a waste of time. Like whatever they did there has done nothing to them. They ended up in very different industries. Hata best yetu like Gathemia. Gathemia went construction.
Construction, yeah.
Like he's never used his certificate for anything.
He did something construct.
Yes. It never opened any doors for him. Mimi najua at least naweza sema ile ni open ya. So wana feel aje as mse alikuwa Kisii okay. University
majuzi. Mimi hapo I think it's a matter of you. I think ukiingia campus it's now you start not depend on system. You don't depend on your parents. You start taking that life as your future.
Yes.
As the beginning to shape your future because I think when you get there and sit down and just relax and expect things will happen, they will never. Jesus will come back and find you there. So for me, or for those people, whoever has started something, a lot of people say that I started my business when I was in campus. Everybody has. So those people who take that platform as a place to start building their future, they usually get successful. Yeah, because that's exactly what I did. So I even when I was doing computer science, I used to feel or I wanted to be. Actually, I was never to do computer science. I wanted to do media. Unfortunately, I got myself in a class of computer science. So actually, my passion was so much on media. Otherwise, I would be a journalist reporting for the Maandamano there. That was my passion. Even when I was in high school, apart from drama, I was in a journalism club. I used to report a lot of news. I used to be so perfect that time. So when I got there, so I decided to, because I'd never got an opportunity, I said, because I used to act, why should I not try this thing? So, and I felt like the computer science, I might not ever use it in the future, despite the fact that, you know, it came like, I still feel like I was now like forced to do it. You understand? And that's, again, another problem that was used to happen with the generation, because our parents used to tell you to do whatever him or her thinks is better for you. A lot of parents used to make decisions for their kids. They never waited for their kids to make decisions. So for me, I think it was a good opportunity because I was able to make decisions that concern my own life. So when I started doing that content, and now the where it has brought me, it is an evidence that you can go to a university and actually come out of university richer than you got there.
Okay.
Yeah, you understand? Because it ina depend na wewe. Ukifika pale, you decide mimi nataka tu kukaa. Okay, things might never work for you. Yeah. But for those people wanaendaga pale, unajua hata ukianza biashara hata ifail. The more unajaribu vitu mob. One of them, uwezi, hakuna kitu inaweza fail unless you are cast. Ati everything ime fail, ati umejaribu everything ime fail. It's all about that. So when, I would like to advise even those people who are joining campus, the young people. When you join campus, try to look for something else you can do apart from what you are doing in school, apart from what has brought, taken you there. Or else, if whatever has taken you there, you have to be so serious. You have to do it you have to be so good at it. You understand? Maybe if you went there for like computer science like myself, you have to take that thing so serious and you have to got the skills so that even if you don't get someone to employ you, you can actually use the skills that you have to
employ yourself.
So I think campus, for me, I look it as a platform whereby now now you have matured. Let's take you to the forest and see how you can survive. Because actually in campus that's where you even know how to hapo ndo unaanza kujua bei ya mafuta most of us like myself mimi nilijua
bei you start budgeting
you start understanding the skills of budgeting you start understanding the skills of knowing this is what to do this is not what to do you still have the freedom. Okay, okay, you make the decisions of your own life. Like you decide whether you are going to whether alcohol is bad or good, mm-hmm. whether drugs are good or bad,
mm-hmm.
it's you to make. Nobody is there to look after you and tell mm-hmm. you, no, don't mm-hmm. do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's you to do. So every decision that you make when you are in campus, it's upon to you to know whether this decision that I've made,
mm-hmm.
whether it will benefit me with anything or not.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, campus, it has been a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They have gone there, they have a developer, they have used the skills, and even the content, almost everybody, all the content, the comedians, you understand, mm-hmm. from the Churchill show, they were going to talk, KU, Nairobi mm-hmm. University, all these people, they are product of campus.
Yes.
After they, mtu alifika pale akasema, nataka kufanya hii, ama nataka kufanya hii, mindyo, nataka life yangu ikaivi.
Mm-hmm.
So you start shaping your own life
mm-hmm.
From there.
Mm.
Like the reason why I'm here today is because I started doing contents when I was in first year.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
So, and maybe if I did not stop, if I waited for me to finish campus and start doing, would
maybe, you get frustrated?
Yeah, I would be frustrated.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think in campus, you first don't go there. If kama unataka kama umeamua hiyo kitu yenye unafanya ndio unapenda. You have to do it, and you have to do something extra apart from what you are being taught. Those pale shule. You have to do something else. You have to do something else. You have to look for something else you can do. If kama ni games, kama ni sports, kama ni football, mtu asiwahi kudisappoint ati akwambia ati football ati Kenya hakuna footballers. Who told you that is only Kenya you can play football? Unaweza enda England. Nobody knows. Yeah. It's about hard work, consistency, discipline, and believing. Yeah, okay.
Because I never looked at it from that point. Because kuna feel ni kama saizi vile internet imekuja. I feel like there's a lot of knowledge online, especially kitu kama computer science, where if you're going to get a teacher who's not 100% dedicated to teaching you what they're supposed to teach you, I feel like it's not worth it. It's but women, but a different perspective. Because pia mimi nimesema, I don't think without it, I don't think I'd be who I am today.
Yeah.
But have I ever used anything that I learned? No.
Yeah, but it's actually plays a part, a very crucial part in also. You know, education opens your brain first. Because, for me, I do computer science, but my interest for computer, I was not interested in knowing what computers, inside computers, that was not my interest. That has not been my interest at all, in knowing what. But I actually love using computers. I have never been taught on editing skills by anybody. I learned them myself, so I can actually say that computer science has played an important part in shaping my content creation career. So it's important, and I would also advocate for people, take that course serious. Make sure you maybe graduate. Make sure you graduate. Make sure you have some skills from that. Unajua? Eh, hata kama ni daktari lakini utaki hiyo course ya kukua daktari, mtu kwenye anaweza kojeka. Na unaweza saidia hata kama ufanye hiyo, unaona? Inasaidia anga sana. Na mimi wana kusoma hata sasa hivi usoma, nasomanga vitabu, nasomanga sana. Unasikianga yenye umeupenda akili yako, umeanza kufikiria beyond. Like unapatanga ni ngumu, like hata content creator mwenye aliachia joke za content creator mwenye aliachia form 4 ama class 8 aziwezi hata kama aziwezi ningana hata kama ako sawa aje inaweza kuwa kidogo utasikia the intellectuality difference kuna kutakuwa tuna ka difference kidogo ama kutakuwa na ka gap. There will be always a gap. Education ina way inaweza kuweka hiyo gap. So it's important though. It's important. It play a lot of part.
Teams University.
Yeah?
Ataka ni Teams. Eh?
Yeah, ataka ni Teams University. Whatever the university. As well as, unona, plus another thing. Unona, the even when nilienda campus, if I nilimaliza form 4, then kaingia kazi. Maybe I would not have gotten an opportunity to shoot a video, to shoot a clip. But now, nikiwa campus, nilikuwa natapata opportunity ya kushoot a clip from Monday to Saturday. So, unona, hiyo, maybe ningekuwa huko home na limia ng'ombe siwezi watapata plus campus at least una interact na wasee wengi sana campus iko ina kuanga na wasi wengi, so hapo unapatanga a lot of things zenye zina happen. So mimi nikikuanga huko Kiambu kwa Githirioni huko Ushago hapo kwa Mandizi hapo, nitafikiriaje ati dema kienyeji ikuja kwako wanafanya nini? Nitafikiriaje, unaona,
yeah, na kila dema kienyeji.
Okay. Ama life ya Nairobi ama something of the sort. So ina shipping inasaidia sana.
Okay buda. So sikile tunaweza sema ni shukran kwa kutokea. Of course pia endelea kufanya kazi yako kabisa. Na pia endelea kuwa politically woke. Ni poa sana kusikia ukisema you're planning to run. I hope ukipata utaput Kenya ikaka priority. It's I always say everything can't be about self, because I feel like Kenyan politics is very selfish. Everyone just thinks about how much money they are going to make for their family.
Yeah.
And that's why we are stuck in this cycle of poverty.
Okay.
Because we don't have leaders who are thinking about the bigger picture. And I'm always very honest and I say Ruto is selfish. Uhuru was selfish. Kibaki to some degree, he helped, but he had his selfish elements. Moi was horrible, Jomo was horrible.
Yeah.
Jackie. So the country has to mean something.
Okay.
It has to be, it can't be about repairing state house, dyers, our wives. School buyer, this is going to sound sexist, but those two women need to stay in the house.
Yeah.
They have nothing to offer. We don't need your prayers, we can pray for ourselves. Just fuck off. And we need to focus on the country. We need to focus on better hospitals, better schools. You know, you are faster internet, because internet opens a whole other world. Like I say, wajui. History of tax. Fungua internet. Jobs itaji create hapa. Because see content creation peke. Wana juana fikiria internet ni content creation. There are people working at home. Isi ma programming, ma coding. Kuna, kuna wasona fundishaga Kiswahili classes online. You see faster internet. Lakini, sasa nataka loading. Ule mtu kwa like, kuna hacha, let me just look for.
For me, actually what inspires me to feel like one day I can be a leader. Because myself I've been a leader. Yeah, I think all my life I've been a leader. Since I think kutoka class one, actually. I was given those responsibility of looking after the other, my fellow pupils. High school, I was a leader. So it's only that when I got to campus, I never got interested so much on the leadership part. But I still feel the leadership inside me. So I feel maybe one day if I get an opportunity to lead the people, the whoever I'm going to lead, I think I am going to make a change for for them.
As long as stay on office of the spouse of KK. You're like, Budajo, ulitengeza mpaka bana, office of the spouse of the prime cabinet secretary.
Sasa kila mtu.
Taxpayers money.
Wewe ndio tulichagua, ukiingia hapo tano unaanza
kubingia. Leta bibi yako.
Si hata si hata Chari na kona ofisi. Office I of the daughter.
I think alisema kitu kama hiyo.
Yeah, I think she has an office.
Hapo hizi hizi wanafanya marriage zao ama politician azitawaka. Cuz bibi yuko kazini huko kazini. Bibi anafaa kwa yuko pale tu anako, "Oh mzee, umekuwa na siku refu, kuja nikupokee."
But I think this thing imeanza ya Uhuru. From the nini. Oh, nini first ladies kukuwa na responsibilities.
Ilianza na Uhuru kuzikuwa na sema nani hakuwa na. Uhuru alikuwa anaingia tu iko nene. Kale kama
other thing. Yeah, she was like that. But from Uhuru's time, from the marathons things. I think the others have adopted, have inherited. And
pushed it to the next level.
But I think it's not hii kwanza hii kutumia public
resources,
money, resources to it's not
office of the
not,
first lady, second lady.
It's good, maybe for the office, the Rigiji's wife, she's doing some good work, at least to
nadune ina tetea boy child,
at least kuni kutengeneza boy child nini
atengeneza hiyo.
Kama anatumia pesa yake naweza
atumie pesa yake, anatumia pesa yetu,
na nasema kama anatumia pesa yake anaweza kuwa anafanya kazi poa sana. But now
watu wanatumia pesa yetu na ni it's very sad that tumefika hiyo level. But yeah, Buda vile nilikuwa nasema, good luck kwa history of politics.
Asante.
And I hope in 2027 mtatokea as Gen Z, mta vote na I hope hata kama mna vote ya Ruto, msi vote because of age, na msi vote because of looking for a perfect politician. There's no perfect human out there. So that's not going to happen. History at you, we'll get this leader who'll come from thin air, mweupe kama pamba. That is never going to happen.
Yeah.
Alafu pia Buda, they are different. Usiseme hii ya serikali, kila serikali ni tofauti. Kila every human has like sisi mimi na wewe tukiambiwa to run Kenya.
Yeah.
Tutairun in very different ways. Very your different. Priorities and mine are very different. Ah, Lakini zafanya. Mm. What's your first priority if you're running Kenya, if you're the president?
Nikiweza kuwa president.
Mm.
Like sahi Kenya tuko watu 50?
54, I think.
54 million.
Mm.
Si kwanza nachukua na jenga kila mtu mita moja ujenge
Azi, on a serious note.
On a serious note.
Let's say something realistic.
On a serious note, first and
kiweka Biblia chini hivi.
Nikiweza weka Biblia chini hivi. First, I would deal with corruption. Everybody says that. I don't know how. I don't know how. But I think that would be my... Iyo tu, hata mnaweza nipatia 5 years peke yake. Nisijenge barabara. But I make sure...
Yes, funny enough. Just deal with corruption.
Just deal with corruption. Because if we deal with the corruption in this country, everything else will move smoothly.
We become developed. Sure. Okay, so that, I think the first thing, I'll be honest and be like, we do the same thing. Mm-hmm. What's the second thing you're doing after you've recovered this corruption, man? What's the first thing you're doing?
After we have Nini, I still feel the about the thing of, I believe... kila mtu akona capabilities zake. Improve the education system. Me, I believe talents, if these countries, they are American, they are earning a lot from the talents or those kids. Kwa sababu ule mtoto wa pale amelewa, the reason why tunapatanga a lot of things zinatoka China, zile vitu hata tunapatanga zimetengenezwa na na watoto ama very young people, you understand? So I would work on that, improving that, making sure that we have skills as a country, we have skills, your cottage production nini, that's what I actually would work on, making sure that the production part equals sawa, because if we are good in producing, then we will never, because kama wewe unaweza tengeneza kitu yako, mimi naweza tengeneza kitu yangu, mimi naweza tengeneza kichungi, kijiko, huyo atengeneza thermos, tuta export, we will have we will have market. Wewe uko specialized, you can do it. But sasa unapata mimi sijui naweza fanya nini, like I'm still here 23 years old, I have not yet realized what I can do. You understand? I don't have maybe any skills. There's a very old 24-year-old person who doesn't have anything. But see ati huo mtu angefunzwa hiyo kitu if he got an opportunity to learn. So I would work on first education system.
Okay.
I would work very much on education system to ensure that we work on the skills part. Because ukiwa kama unaweza fanya kitu, tunaweza kuwa mbele sana.
Number and three?
Innovation will come from there.
Yes, number three.
Number three?
What
would I do now? What would I do?
Because number one, tuko na wewe pamoja.
Fighting corruption,
But my number two is the health sector.
The health
Every
sector.
Time I go to these hospitals, I feel like crying.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like this is the reason why. I always use the example of Ken Walibora. A rich man hit by a car.
Cool.
Beyond, but hit so badly that people could not recognize who he was.
Yeah.
So he goes to a public hospital at 10 a.m., dies at the reception at 6 p.m., 8 hours later.
Yeah.
Why? I've gone to Kenyatta Hospital and I want to blame them, but I can't blame them.
Yeah.
If you took 700 million, ile tulitumia kutengeneza the presidential dais and you invest it in Kenyatta Hospital without corruption, you'd do so much.
Yeah.
You'd be able to maybe employ extra doctors, extra facilities.
Unajua
ile tule first aid, ile like ukiletwa as a casualty, we are supposed to be able to do a few things to you to just preserve your life and pain and what.
Yeah, it's a good
so point. That would be like my second thing would be that. My number three thing, of course, would be internet. We need the fastest internet possible. I feel like internet creates a lot of opportunities. And number four, I'd entrench it in history, freedom of expression.
Good.
That has to maintain.
Now,
people have to be able to criticize you. If you can't be criticized, so hizo jinga zote sijui licenses za YouTube, chukua ukikuja na bill kayo na kwambie chukua ingize kwa matako yako huko na kwende kabisa.
Now,
like mimi umse wa KFCB I would have fired him the same fucking day.
Yeah.
Ingekuwa like atulit and kia say later, you're fired.
Sure.
Like no whatever, no what. Because you're trying to muzzle what has made Kenya stand out. Wajua kina TZ and what, they look at us and they're like, wacheki. So that would be nini. But the first thing ni corruption. Hapa corruption, there is so much money.
So much money.
tuki deal na corruption leo Buddha China itakuwapo like, do you want a new loan? Anajua hivyo because this money is with individuals. You just
actually
take
the first year.
An individual cannot first be more important so than a country. Uliiba hii pesa, rudisha kwenda huko, umeishi maisha yako mzuri kabisa hii miaka yote. Ukinyang'anya msee uko 80 pesa, yuko na like 10 20 years to ishi. Wewe ishi kama maskini. Na bado utabaki kama maskini.
So nimesema corruption, nikasema nita improve
education.
So point ya tatu is a joke. I would appoint you as my economic advisor.
Okay, hapo nitakuwa kandi, naweza choma. I don't know how to do it, but me one thing I know is we don't need higher taxes. We just need low corruption. Let's take your story ya nani tumetoka kuimension. I think tumalizie na story ya Obado. How do you steal 2 billion and then you give back 200 million and then you're told you're free? Like, at least, let's say in another world, iba 2 billion, urudisha 1.8 tukuachie 200, which also makes no sense. But unaiba 2 billion, unarudisha 200, like ni ujinga gani? What are we doing?
And like there should be a new charge for that.
And he's also been accused of murder or something of the sort. You see the people we are having as leaders in this country.
They're killing us.
And we still cooperate with them. You see, he sided with the government. He even sided with the government that so that he can be protected.
Sinika nani, huu mingine Didmas, alitandika mtu risasi, he went away. As soon as Ruto won, he came back.
Yeah, sure.
So those are the people we are dealing with. But Buddha, good luck 2027. I hope utaran 2027. Let's start in 2027. Wase walari jo, stand na mtu mmoja wenyu. And don't stand with him because of who he'll be behind. Stand with him because of him as an individual.
Sure.
Because we need a few independent candidates and then we see what happens. Ndio?
Yeah.
So imekuwa ni episode 323. Kama kawaida bila usisahau like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia 323 tukisema Eko Nene.
Eko Nene.
Sure.